British Public Radio. Documentaries.
Turning 18. A series of audio stories put together by Penguin to mark 18 years of the Refugee Council's children's section. The stories are written and read by refugees and inspired by the theme Turning 18. Vivian Westwood.
Jade. Jade was born, raised and turned 18 in Uganda, East Africa. In this piece, Jade has split her voice between the realms of fact and fiction, with the first half recounting her own experience of turning 18 in Africa, and the second imagining the milestone through the eyes of a young British girl.
Turning 18. Story 1. Fact. Turning 18 is always of mixed feelings. In Uganda, when I turned 18, my parents treated me like a child. Even up to 30, you can still be a child. I lived with them. I had no job, no money, but I was fed, clothed, and I went to school with them, paying for my education, up to when I went to the university. My father was a head teacher, and so we had iron-roofed house, and we could smear the floor with black soil or cow dung every Saturday, as the floors were not cemented, and it was girls' work plus cooking. Girls cooked food, which was mostly beans, peas, vegetables, served with cassava, potatoes, mingled millet, yam. Boys could attend to the elders when they were at the table eating, wash plates, sweep the compound, which is sometimes very big, and look after the livestock, which consisted of cows, which were over 100 heads, which were taken to graze in the bush far from home. Also tie goats and sheep, where they could eat green grass. My parents were very strict, like any other parent, bringing up boys and girls. We lived at home up to the age when you were married, if you were a girl, and boys could get married and still live at home with their wife and sometimes wives and children. Parents were stricter with girls, as they were the source of dowries, which was much. A girl could get married and the husband could pay a lot of money, and at least 20 cows or more, goats and sheep, as girls were not cheap. My biggest inspiration was my father and my uncle, as my stepmother never liked me, because my father and uncle loved me very much, because I was very clever in school and hardworking. My uncle, Dr. Milton Obote, even helped my father pay school fees for me and my twin sister, who was also very clever and went on to study engineering and got a second degree. And I also got a second degree in journalism. Being 18 or even 30, you don't look men or boys in the faces, as you will straight away be called a slut or malaya, as they call it. You kneel down when greeting your parents or other elders if you're a girl, and boys are to stand straight with their heads down when talking to elders. No girlfriends or boyfriends. Boyfriend? What was that? Never heard of. If a boy even looked my way, he would be shown a spear or he would get one on his behind. No going out clubbing, both girls and boys. You are a child and have to have respect for your elders. You do your own things when you have moved out. I got a boyfriend when I was at the university, and after I got a job as a journalist, I then got married to the boyfriend I met at the university. Story 2. Fiction. I'm 18 now, living in my own rented place, going out clubbing every Saturday. I work and study too. Have to pay my own rent, electricity, water, you name it. I celebrated turning 18 and did not know the baggage of it. My parents started hinting I start looking for my own place when I turned 17. They would say, "You have really grown very fast. What would you do if you get your own place?" I would joke with them that I would be free. So when I turned 18, my parents told me to move out, as they wanted to renovate the house, which had been my beautiful house for all my life. And now that I've turned 18, it's no longer my house. My parents gave me money to pay for my rented room for the month I moved out. What a laugh. The good thing is I got a job as a cleaner soon after I moved out. Call me a cleaner, I don't care, as I'm paid every week and pay my rent. I have to be at work by 6 a.m. and leave at 8 a.m. and rush straight to college where a lot of coursework awaits I have to finish. I went clubbing with my friends and I had not done any homework given. I know it is wrong, but be in my shoes. I'm young and need to have a life. But why don't I feel 18 instead of 80? I have to lie to the teacher that I forgot my book at home. I've learned to lie so bad, I sometimes wish I was one or I've never been born. I heard my parents went for a holiday. I don't know where. When I phoned home, the answering machine told me to leave a message. I wanted to say, "Mom, Dad, can I come home?" But as lying has become part of me, I just said, "I love you, Mom, Dad." Then I cried myself to sleep, thinking that my parents do not love me anymore when I turned 18. I wanted my own space. Now I have 2,000 acres of space, and it is swallowing me up. Then I hatched a plan. I'm going to get a sugar daddy for a boyfriend or a husband, whatever way. My 20-year-old boyfriend behaves like I'm his mother, so to hell with him. My goal is to study after university, get a degree, and then get a well-paid job. But in the meantime, my cleaning job pays my rent and bills. I'm 18. I'm free. I can do what I want.
Up to 1995, Jade had a successful career as a TV broadcaster and enjoyed a stable and happy life in Uganda until the government changed. One day, soldiers arrived at Jade's family home and took her husband away without explanation or warning. After 2 weeks without news, Jade took her children 300 miles to the capital in search of answers. Here she was told that her husband had been killed and had to pay for the release of his body. He had been decapitated. In the following weeks, both Jade's father and twin sister were shot and killed, and her three children were abducted. Next they came for Jade. She arrived in the UK in 2001 after a soldier helped her to escape prison and find transport to the UK. Whilst incarcerated, Jade had been routinely beaten, tortured and raped. Jade has been granted refugee status in the UK and today she regularly volunteers for the Refugee Council.
Turning 18 is a British Public Radio presentation in association with Penguin Books.